Here it is. This is for you, Mom. A job description I thought you could appreciate. Job description. Here we go. Long-term team player needed for challenging permanent work in an often chaotic environment. Candidates must possess excellent communication and organizational skills and be willing to work variable hours, which will include evenings and weekends and frequent 24-hour shifts on call. Some overnight travel required, including trips to primitive camping sites on rainy weekends and endless sports tournaments in faraway cities. Travel expenses not reimbursed. Extensive courier duties also required. Furthermore, your responsibilities are for the rest of your life. Must be willing to be hated, at least temporarily, or until somebody needs $5. Must be willing to bite tongue repeatedly. Must possess the physical stamina of a pack mule. And be able to go from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds flat in case this time the screams from the backyard are not someone crying wolf. Must be willing to face stimulating technical challenge, such as small gadget repair, mysteriously sluggish toilets, and stuck zippers. Would I ever like to comment on that middle one?
Keep going.
Must screen phone calls, maintain calendars, and coordinate production of multiple homework projects. Must have ability to plan and organize social gatherings for clients of all ages and mental outlooks. Must be willing to be indispensable 1 minute and embarrassment the next. Must handle assembly and product safety testing of 500,000 cheap plastic toys and battery-operated devices. And be willing to step on them without using a bad word. Must always hope for the best, but be prepared for the worst. Must assume final, complete accountability for the quality of the end product. Yeah, isn't that the, you know. Responsibilities also include floor maintenance and janitorial work throughout the facility. Nice way to put it. Possibility for advancement and promotion? None. Your job is to remain in the same position for years without complaining, constantly retraining and updating your skills so that those in your charge can ultimately surpass you. Previous experience? None. On-the-job training offered on a continually exhausting basis. Wages and compensation? Get this. You pay them! Offering frequent raises and bonuses. And a balloon payment is due when they turn 18 because of the assumption that college will help them become financially independent. When you die, you give them whatever is left. And the oddest thing about this reverse salary scheme is that you actually enjoy it and wish you could only do more. While there's no health or dental insurance, no pension, no tuition reimbursement, no paid holidays, and no stock options are offered, this job supplies limitless opportunities for personal growth, unconditional love, and free hugs and kisses for life. I would add to that list that God would be glorified, that little kids, instead of being monsters for the rest of their days, become civilized human beings, and better than that, they become children of God instead of children of the devil. That's big. That's monstrously huge. I've been thinking more and more, that's kind of what parenting, I mean, getting your kids saved, that's really the primary goal. But if there's an earthly goal in it, it's to get them to not be monsters and to simply get them to stop putting their hands on the wall and to stop leaving food on the floor and to pick up after themselves and be considerate of other. In other words, just to become civilized. Is there much more to it than that? Finally, the reward of eternal life for a child. Oh, a one footnote. There's no retirement ever.